兄姊妹来读一段圣经。
Let us read a passage in the Bible.
是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，我们先读第一节到第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2, we'll read from verse 1 to verse 5.
请 Wang 跟我们用英文读。
For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict.For our exhortation did not come from deceit or uncleanness, nor was it in guile, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness.
我们再读第十节。
Verse 10.You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave ourselves among you who believe.
再读第十七节到二十节。
Verse 17 to verse 20. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us.For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.
我们圣经就读到这里。
That's all the Bible will read for now.
今天我们要从这一章圣经来交通到主的再来和侍奉。
Today we want to share from this passage the coming of the Lord and also service.
我们在上次交通到第一章讲到主的再来和救恩。
And last time when we studied chapter 1, we spoke of the Lord's coming and also his salvation.
当我们得到主的救恩以后，
After we have received the Lord's salvation,
很自然的我们就是答应神的呼召来侍奉他。
Naturally, we respond to the calling of God to serve him.
因为得救，我们得救不是单单为了我们自己能够得到永生。
Because salvation is not merely for us to obtain eternal life.
神在我们身上还有一个荣耀的目的。
But God has a glorious purpose in us.
叫我们来侍奉他。
That we may come to serve him.
我们知道在旧约的时候，
We know that in the Old Testament times,
当神吩咐摩西把以色列人领出埃及，
When God commanded Moses to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt,
一方面是看到他们在埃及受苦的情形。
On one hand, we see their affliction in Egypt.
但是神还有更高的目的。
But we see God having a greater purpose.
就是要他们离开埃及，出来侍奉他。
That they should leave Egypt and serve him.
所以我们看到，在旧约的时候，以色列人他们是这个祭司的国度。
And so we see in the Old Testament that the Israelites that they are a kingdom of priests.
今天神在我们信他的人身上也是有这样的目的。
And today God has a similar purpose in all those who believe in him.
神救赎我们就是叫我们来侍奉他。
God has saved us such that we may serve him.
所以我们可以从这个刚才读的圣经里头。
And so from the passage that we just read,
可以看到这个保罗是怎样侍奉神的。
We can see how Paul served God.
我们要从保罗的身上看到我们应该是怎样来侍奉神。
And from Paul, we want to see how we ought to serve as well.
好像我们在主再来的时候，我们能够站立在他的面前。
Such that we may be able to stand before the Lord upon his return.
所以今天这个主题里头，我分成三个部分。
And so today's topic, I'd like to separate into three subtopics.
一个侍奉神就是要活出神的见证。
Firstly, to serve God is to live out his testimony.
第二方面侍奉就是要把人引到主的面前。
And secondly, to serve also calls us to lead people to God.
第三点就是侍奉就是要显明身体的见证。
And thirdly, to serve is also to live out the testimony of the body.
我们就从神的话里头一同来思想这方面的内容。
And so we want to meditate upon these things as we study this passage.
第一点就是说侍奉神就是要活出神的见证。
Firstly, to serve God is to live out His testimony.
侍奉神不是单单来做点工作,
to serve God is not merely to do some things.
来这个传福音,
to come to a gospel meeting.
讲道来造就信徒,
to preach, to teach.
当然这些都是侍奉神的内容,
of course, all these things encompass service.
但是如果是单单做一些外面的工作,
but if you only do the outward work,
不是在侍奉神的旨意,
and we do not serve in His will,
那我们所做的只是一些工作,
and all that we do is just merely some works.
我们还不能算是侍奉神,
we cannot say that we have truly served God.
因为侍奉神就是按照神的旨意来侍奉,
because if we serve, we have to serve according to His will.
那么我们也看到这个神的见证呢, 就不是单单我们在说的,
and we also see that God's testimony is not merely what we say.
说我们要见证神,
sometimes we say we want to testify for God.
但是好像我们比较多的是在说,
but it seems like we do more speaking than anything else.
但是还有很重要的方面,
but there's a very important aspect.
就是要把这个你所说的能够活出来,
that is, you live out what you actually say.
不但是说,
not only what you say,
更重要的就是要行出来,
but more importantly, what you do.
所以这个说跟做两个是应该一致的,
and so when we say speaking and doing, it actually should be the same thing.
所以救恩不是单单赦免我们的罪,
so salvation not only sets us free or forgives us of our sins,
更是叫我们来见证这位救我们的耶稣基督是又真又活的神,
but it also tells us that we ought to testify of this Lord Jesus Christ, that He is indeed the true and living God.
保罗怎么样能够活出神的见证呢?
And how is Paul able to live out the testimony of God?
我们可以看到第二章第一节, 保罗就开始说了,
we can see that in chapter 2, verse 1, Paul says,
他说你们自己也晓得我们进到你们那里并不是徒然的,
for you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain.
保罗说我怎么来到帖撒罗尼迦的呢?
And so he said, how did I come to Thessalonica?
第二节就说我们从前在腓立比被害受辱这是你们知道的,
but in verse 2 it says, but even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know.
当保罗还没有来到帖撒罗尼迦以前他是在腓立比,
before Paul arrived at Thessalonica, he was at Philippi.
当这个保罗 在一天晚上看到一个异象,
and then during one evening when he saw a vision,
他看见一个马其顿人站着向他说你过来帮助我们,
he saw a person called to him asking for help.
保罗跟他的同工就按照神的引导他们就从亚洲就来到欧洲了,
and so Paul followed the leading of God along with his co-worker and moved from Asia Minor to Europe.
他第一站就来到腓立比,
and his first stop was at Philippi.
在那个地方就碰到一些犹太人跟他们传福音有些人就相信了,
and at that time he encountered some Jews and he preached to them and they believed.
但是在那个地方能反对他就把他关在监里,
but at that location the people were against him and they imprisoned him.
当关在监里而且还打了他但在半夜的时候, 他们在唱诗赞美神,
but not only were they imprisoned, they were also beaten, and during the night they praised the Lord.
我们就在使徒行传就读到这故事, 在这个时候地就大震动, 这个监牢的门开了, 囚徒的身上的锁链也脱开了,
and in Acts of the Apostles it tells us that as they were singing there was a great earthquake and all the doors and all the locks were opened.
我们就不详细说这个内容,最后这个管监狱的禁足,他们全家就信了主了,
and in the end the guard of the prison was also saved.
所以保罗这个离开了腓立比以后就来到帖撒罗尼迦,
and so after Paul left Philippi he went to Thessalonica.
所以你还能想象的话,当他刚刚从监狱里出来,被人打得浑身都伤的时候,在下一站他应该怎么办呢?
And so if you think about Paul after going through all the beating in Philippi, what would he do at his second stop in Thessalonica?
照我们普通的人,我们觉得很害怕了,
according to ourselves, maybe we might be very fearful.
在腓立比已经吃了这么多苦了,到下地方我们就静静的,悄悄的,不要那么样的传福音了。
Perhaps we'll say to ourselves that we suffer so much at Philippi, maybe at Thessalonica, we should take it a little bit easier.
他就是这样的情况下来到帖撒罗尼迦的。
And so under such circumstances, he arrived at Thessalonica.
但是保罗在患难中间，他还是把主的见证活出来了。
But even despite the suffering, yet he lived out the testimony of God.
他说：“我靠着神放开胆量。”
He said that he was bold in God.
他说：“在大征战中把福音，神的福音传给你们。”
And he spoke to them the gospel of God in much conflict.
你看他在患难中间并没有退缩。
And so he did not shrink back when he came across conflict.
因为他靠着神有胆量。
Because he had boldness in God.
所以他这福音是在患难中间来传出来的。
And so this gospel was preached in much conflict.
这就是把神的见证活出来了。
And so this is what it means to live out the testimony of God.
我也听到有一个见证说，有一位在西雅图一位弟兄。
I once listened to a testimony of a brother in Seattle.
他常常回到中国去传福音。
And he always returns to China to preach the gospel.
去这个看望教会。
To visit the churches.
也给弟兄姊妹一些帮助。
And to help the brothers and sisters there.
那今年听到他有一次要到柬埔寨去，到那地方看看。看望那边的弟兄姊妹。
And this year he went to Cambodia to visit the brothers and sisters there.
所以有些弟兄姊妹就叫我们为他们为他祷告。
So they asked us to pray for him.
因为在柬埔寨啊，跟这个东南亚这个地方啊，有一种病叫做West Nile virus.
Because in Cambodia and the surrounding region, they're experiencing the West Nile virus at the time.
所以你这个去的话，不知道会不会。染到这个virus.
So you're not sure whether you contract that virus or not when you're there.
但是这个弟兄还是要按照神给他托付，他还是要去。
But that brother still wanted to go because he felt that this was the burden of the Lord.
尽管去就是一个星期的时间。
And he went for a week.
也可能能够得到这病，也可能不会得到。
And there may have been a chance that he would have gotten the disease.
但是他就靠着神给他的恩典，他就去了。
But according to the grace of the Lord, he went.
所以这就是在患难中间，在难处当中，我们要把神的见证活出来。
And so this is what it means that we want to live out the testimony of God in times of difficulties, in times of conflict.
第二点，你看保罗，他不为了自己的好处。
And secondly, we see that Paul, he does not live for his own benefit.
他到帖撒罗尼迦传神的福音。
When he went to Thessalonica to preach the gospel of God,
他不是为了自己。
He did not do it for himself.
所以他说，我这传的福音啊，这劝勉啊，不是出于错误。
And that is why he says that when he preached, he did not preach out of error.
不是出于这个污秽。
Or out of uncleanness.
也不是用诡诈。
And not with guile.
因为这个他不是为了自己。
Because he's not doing it for himself.
如果为了自己的话，他就要想达到这个目的就行了，不管用什么方法。
If he were doing it for himself, he can use whatever way to achieve his purpose.
所以他说，我不是出于错误。
So he said, I did not do it from deceit.
他说，这个错误呢，就指到他所传讲的内容。
And when we speak of from deceit, it speaks of the content of the gospel.
他乃是传神的真理。
He spoke of the truth of God.
可能神的真理人不太容易接受。
And sometimes the truth of God is difficult for people to accept.
但是他还要传。
But he still wanted to preach.
他不要说所传的是些错误的东西。
He did not want to teach things that were wrong.
他说不是出于污秽。
He said not out of uncleanness.
就是他里头的存心是很单纯的。
That is his heart is very single.
就是单纯的为了神的福音。
Is single for the gospel of God.
不是为了自己的荣耀。
Not for his own glory.
他也说不是出于诡诈。
And he also said it was not out of guile.
诡诈就说到他不是用一种诡诈的方法。
That is, he does not use guileless ways.
他不是说要能信主就可以了，不管用什么方法，用只要有人信主就很好了。
He did not say or want people to just merely believe using whatever methods possible.
他不但要传这个真理。
He wanted to preach the truth.
而且用对的方法来传讲神的福音。
And preaching it in the proper way.
今天我们看到在这个教会当中啊，也看到有些人为了要人信主就用一些其他的办法。
And today we see a lot of people using different ways in the church to bring other people to believe.
所以说你不要跟人讲到罪。
And so they'll say, well, don't talk about sin.
你传福音不要先讲罪。
When you preach the gospel, don't talk about sin.
你先讲爱。
First, speak about love.
讲神怎么爱你。
Talk about how God loves you.
让他信了主以后啊, 你慢慢再跟他讲罪。
And then after they believe in God, then you can talk about sin.
我想用心是好的。
I think they did this out of a good intent.
就要能信主就好了。
Because they wanted others to believe.
但是他用一些错误的办法来引导人信主。
But they use some wrong ways to lead people to believe.
这也不是神要我们用这样诡诈的方法来叫人信主的。
And so God does not want us to use the ways of God to lead people to believe.
我们就是按照神的话把福音能够告诉人。
But we need to share the gospel according to the word of God.
这是我们应该做的。
And this is what we ought to do.
至于这个对方愿不愿意信，能不能信。
Whether the person believes or not, well, that is God's responsibility.
神是叫我们传福音,
All that God asks us to do is to preach the gospel.
不是叫我们叫人来信福音,
not to convince others to believe.
这两方面你仔细想想是有区别的。
And so you need to think about it because there's a difference between the two.
神托付我们的就是来传。
What he has asked us to do is to preach.
人怎么信的话, 是神的工作。
And how people believe is the responsibility of God.
是圣灵的工作。
It is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit.
这就是说, 这个我们是要传福音, 不要为自己的好处。
And so when we preach the gospel, it's not for our own benefit.
不是说我一传福音, 有多少人信主了。
We do not want to boast about how many people were saved when we preach.
如果你单单看了这方面, 你就会用一些很多的其他 一些怪的办法来叫人来信主。
If this is only what you're seeking after, then you use all these wrong ways to achieve it.
所以你要看到这个就是我们在传福音的时候，像保罗一样，我们要一个单纯的心，不为了自己，要为了神来传福音。
And so we should be like Paul. When we preach with a single heart, not for ourselves, but for God.
保罗说，我们传福音也没有藏着贪心。
And Paul also says that when he preached the gospel, he was not covetous.
不是为了利,
it is not for his own benefit.
不是为了自己的荣耀,
it's not for his own glory.
好，那我们有时候会碰到一些朋友,
sometimes we meet some friends.
他有时候就会怀疑你们基督徒为什么这么关心我们不认识你的人。
And they would ask, oh, why are you Christians so concerned for us?
尤其在这个今年的福音, 去年的福音, 今年福音当中,
especially during this year's gospel camp,
有一个这个朋友的一个福音朋友的父亲也来参加福音营。
A gospel friend's father also attended the gospel camp.
他岁数比较大了。
And he was a bit elderly.
所以有一次他就把我拉到边上，他来问我。
And so he pulled me to one side and he asked me,
你的教会经济来源是从什么地方来的?
Where does your church get their funding from?
他说我想知道。
I want to know.
因为他觉得你们怎么花这么多钱来办一个营, 叫我们进来也不用花钱可以吃可以住, 到底你们是想干什么?
Because he wanted to know why we were willing to spend so much money to set up this gospel camp in which they can listen to the gospel, they can live, they can eat.
如果他觉得你们是为了有目的、有贪心，要叫他信福音，可能他就不能够接受。And
if he thinks that you're doing this out of greed for your own benefit, then he cannot accept the gospel.
我知道他里面的问题。And
I knew what he was really asking.
所以我就很平静地跟他解释我们教会过去的这些历史。And
so I explained to him very clearly the history of our church.
他说你们有多大的地方？
And he asked me, oh, how big is your meeting area?
我说多大多大地方。
I said, oh, it's this big and that big.
他说这个房子要值多少钱。
And he asked, oh, how much would it cost?
我说大概是值这么多钱。
And I told him, probably cost that much.
那钱怎么来的？
And where does your money come from?
政府有没有给你们钱？
And does the government subsidize you?
这个哪个团体给你们钱？
Or does any group sponsor you?
哪个有钱人给你们钱？
Or any rich man sponsors you?
我就跟他从头到末了跟他解释一遍。
So I explained to him from beginning to end.
我说我们这个聚会啊，开始有三十年了。
And I told him that we had this meeting for about 30 years.
一开始的时候, 我们在一个很小的地方, 大概在能容纳100人的地方。
And when we first started, we were in a very small place. It could probably only house about 100 people.
然后过了几年以后, 地方不够了, 我们就看到另外地方比那个地方稍微大一点的, 我们就买了那个地方了。
And after a few years, when we had more people, the building was too small for us, so we moved to a larger building.
所以我们在24街, 大概是用了有这个七年以后, 我们又觉得不太够了。
And so after spending 7 years at 24th Avenue, we found that it was too small again.
后来我们就90年, 我们就从那个地方又搬到现在的54街了。
And so in 1990, we moved from the church on 24th to this location now.
每一次换一个地方, 钱都是不太够的。
And every time when we moved to a different place, we were in short of funds.
政府没有给我们钱,
and the government does not subsidize us.
别的团体也没给我们钱,
and other fellowships do not sponsor us.
弟兄姊妹, 他们凭着他们的爱心来奉献。
But it's out of the love of the brothers and sisters that they would sponsor it.
哦,他说,哦,原来你们是这样的。
And so he said, oh, okay, so you guys operate like this.
当然他不因着我这样解释以后,他就信了。
And of course he did not believe just on account of what I said.
但是我至少让他知道,
but at least I let him know.
教会这样的服事是不存着其他的目的。
That the service of the church is for no other purposes.
就是为了叫人白白得到福音的好处。
It's such that they may receive freely the benefits of the gospel.
所以你看保罗, 在各地的服事,
and so when Paul served all the different places,
他说,
he said that he did not covet. And he said God can witness
this.
It's not my own witness.
神可以给我们做见证,
but God can be our witness in this matter. That we have labored for the gospel of God.
保罗还在底下说，他说我们这样传福音啊，是为讨神的欢喜。
And he goes on to say that he does this to please God.
因为你要侍奉神，就侍奉神的旨意。
Because when you serve God, you serve His will.
神有些事情要做。
And God might have some things that He wants to do.
神有他的计划。
And He has His plan.
他为什么要人来侍奉他呢？
Why does He want people to serve Him?
就是要人。 在他的旨意当中与他同工,
it's such that men will work together with him in his plan,
做神所要做的事情,
to do what God wants to do.
不是按照我们自己的兴趣,
it's not to do what we want to do,
啊, 是按照神的意思,
but it's to do according to the will of God.
这样才是侍奉,
and only in such a manner is this considered service.
这样神才能喜悦,
and it's only then that God will be pleased.
所以他这里保罗又说了,
and so Paul says here,
他说我不是要讨人的喜欢,
I do not do this to please men,
乃是要讨那查验我们心的神的喜欢,
but I do this to please the God who tests our heart.
为什么他要讨神的喜欢呢?
Why does he want to please God?
前面说,
in the, before that it says,
他说神把福音托付给我们,
because God has entrusted us with the gospel.
神把这样的宝贵的福音 托付给服侍他的人, 托付给他教会。
God has entrusted the precious gospel to us, the church.
这个你仔细想一想,
and so think about this carefully.
福音这么大的事情,
the gospel is such a great matter.
怎么会托付给我们这些很卑微的人呢?
How can it be entrusted to people as lowly as us?
我们的责任很大的。
And so our responsibility is very great.
所以保罗说, 并不是我喜欢传福音。
And so Paul does not say it is because I love to preach the gospel.
他说传福音是逼不得已的,
but it's something that I must do.
他说如果我不传啊, 我就有祸了,
because woe to me if I do not preach.
因为神不会差遣天使来传福音,
because God, he does not call the angels to preach.
神要我们这些蒙他救赎的人来传他的福音,
but he calls those who are saved by grace to preach his gospel.
所以神把这样大的事情来托付给你, 托付给我。
And so God has entrusted this great thing to each and every one of us.
托付给他的教会。
He has entrusted it to his church.
要我们来见证他, 来把他高举起来。
That we will testify of him and lift him up.
这是个托付。
And so this is something that he entrusts to us.
托付就是说你有责任了。
And that's to say now you have a responsibility.
福音已经托付给你了。
Because the gospel has been entrusted to you.
你就要好好地尽到你的本分。 来传福音。
And so now you have to enter into your responsibility and share the gospel.
我们做神忠心的仆人。
And so we are to become his faithful servants.
来成就神托付给我们的。
And to accomplish which he has entrusted to us.
就是靠着神的恩典跟能力，我们来传福音。
And so we preach according to his grace and the strength that he provides.
所以你要是成就神所托付的，就讨神的喜悦。
And so when you fulfill what he entrusted to you, then you will please him.
第二个，为什么讨神的喜悦呢？
Secondly, why do we want to please God?
怎么讨神的喜悦呢？
Or how do we please God?
这里说，我们的神是查验我们人心的神。
Here it says that our God is one who tests our heart.
他说不用人说什么。
It's not what people say.
因为人只是看见你的外表。
Because people can only see your outside.
可能你这样传福音，跟别人传福音都是从外表看起来都一样的。
Perhaps when you preach the gospel, outwardly it looks the same as anyone else.
可能你的侍奉跟别人侍奉看起来都一样的。
Or perhaps your service outwardly looks the same from everyone else.
但是只有神能看见你里头的存心是什么。
But it's only God that can look into your heart.
人是看外表，
because people only look on the outside.
但是神看我们的内心。
But God, He looks on the inside. He looks at our heart.
如果我们是从内心里头来爱神，来侍奉他，那这个神是看见的。
If we serve Him out of the love of our heart, He sees that.
神是喜悦的。
And God would be pleased.
如果我们只是在外表做些事情，
But if we're only doing some outward works,
我们的心并没有向着神。
And our heart is not toward God.
虽然你做的还是一样，
although all the things that you do are the same as others，
但是神查验我们的心，知道我们里头所存的是什么。
But God tests our heart and He knows what's in our heart。
有一次，一个在英国的一个人，他要去看病。
One time there's this person in England, he wanted to visit the sick。
他其实他有钱，
and he was very rich。
但是他装得非常穷的样子。
But he dressed in a very poor way.
到医生呢要去看病。
To the doctor.
那么他就跟医生说，我没有钱，我没有办法，请你给我看病。
And so he said to the doctor, oh, I don't have any money, but would you see me?
那么说他哪地方不舒服，哪地方也不舒服。
And so he told the doctor, I'm uncomfortable here, I'm uncomfortable there.
好，那这个医生就给他照 X-ray.
And so the doctor gave him an X-ray.
照完以后跟他说，你的心非常坏。
And the doctor told him, your heart is very bad.
因为照 X-ray 啊，这个他里头啊，口袋里照出有两块金的钱，金的币。
Because when he took the X-ray, he was able to see that he had two gold coins, in his heart.
他有钱在里头。
So he actually had money.
但是他说我非常穷。
But he said that he did not.
这个 X 光就把他里头的东西给照出来，这心非常坏。
And so when they took the X-ray, they actually saw that he did have money.
所以我们侍奉，我们知道不是在人面前。
And so when we serve, we do not just serve before men.
可能人看见，可能人也没有看见。
Perhaps men may see or they may not see.
但是我们都要讨神的喜欢。
But we need to please God.
我们每做一个事情。
Every time when we do something,
没有点的侍奉，
when there's a little service,
尽管这侍奉是很小很小的，
even though at times it might be something very small,
什么人都看不见，
and perhaps others may not even notice it.
但是说，我就是要讨神的喜悦。
But we need to say we want to please God even in this.
这样的话是神所喜悦的。
And in such a manner, God will be pleased.
保罗还说，
Paul also says,
他说你我在第十节就说。
In verse 10 it says,
他说我向你们啊，这信主的人是何等的圣洁公义。
It says, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave ourselves among you who believe.
圣洁就讲到他里面的内心的光景。
And when it speaks of blamelessly, it talks about the condition of their heart.
公义就讲到外面人所看见的。
And when they talk aboutjustly or righteousness is what other people see on the outside.
他怎么对待人呢？
How do they treat others?
对待一些事情呢？
How do they treat things?
都是公义的。
It is all in righteousness.
里面是圣洁的。
And inside of them, they are blameless.
在外面是公义的。
And outwardly, they are righteous.
他说，公义圣洁都是无可指摘的。
And he said they have behaved in such a manner.
啊, 他说, 这有你们做见证,
and he said that you are a witness of something.
信徒可以为我做见证,
that all the believers can witness to this fact.
他也有神做见证,
and also God can witness to this fact.
啊, 他为什么能活出神的见证呢?
Why did he or how could he live out the testimony of God?
因为他的生活, 他的侍奉, 都是圣洁和公义的,
because his life and his service is both righteous and blameless.
所以他底下说, 你们就知道, 晓得我们是怎样的, 劝勉你们, 安慰你们, 祝福你们。
And so he goes on to say, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you.
保罗在他们当中来劝勉他们, 来安慰他们, 来这个祝福他们。
And so God, so Paul, he exhorted them, comforted them, and charged them.
他能够给弟兄姊妹服侍能够带来帮助。
And so in his service, he was able to help the brothers and sisters there.
为什么呢?
And why is this?
因为他为人就是圣洁公义。
Because he was righteous and blameless.
当一个侍奉主的人能够圣洁公义, 就能够把神的见证活出来。
When someone who serves God is righteous and blameless, and he is able to live out the testimony of God, and so Paul, he mentioned these several aspects of his service.
他提到他在患难中间还靠着主的力量能活出神的见证。
He spoke of how in tribulation, according to the Lord's strength, he was able to continue to testify.
他也说他的侍奉不是为了自己的好处。
And he also mentioned that in his service, it was not for his own benefit.
他也不是为了自己的荣耀,乃是讨神的喜悦。
Or for his own glory, but he did it to please God.
他也说他是为人怎样的圣洁公义。
And he also spoke about how he was righteous and blameless before men and God.
他不是在夸奖自己。
And he was not just boasting about himself. But he wanted to place his true condition before brothers and sisters.
那我们的话,
and maybe perhaps for us, we may not or dare not say the same thing. But he has truly lived out the testimony of God. And the words which he has spoken here merely just testifies of the work of God in him.
那我们再看到侍奉不但是活出神的见证,
and so we see in service, not only do we live out the testimony of God,
侍奉也是把人引到主的面前,
but service is also to lead men before God.
在第19节说,
in verse 19 it says,
他说我们的盼望和喜乐并受夸的冠冕是什么呢?
But what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing?
岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候,你们在他面前站立得住吗?
Is it not even you in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?
保罗在这里说主再来的时候,他有什么喜乐,有什么盼望呢?
And so at the Lord's coming, what hope or joy does Paul have?
在这里保罗没有说他去过多少地方,建立多少教会。
He did not say, I went to so many places and established so many churches.
他跟这个主说,我写了多少圣经,写了多少书。
Nor did he say, I wrote so many letters.
没有。
No, he did not say any of that.
他心里头最大的喜乐,就这些他所服侍的人,将来在主来的时候,都可以在主的面前。
But his greatest joy when the Lord returns is all those that he has preached to, they are able to stand before the Lord upon his coming.
当这个人能够来到主的面前,
and when that person can come before God,
这就说, 这就是他的荣耀, 他的冠冕,
then he says, then that is his crown, that is his glory.
你看这保罗所想到的, 不是他自己有什么成就,
and so Paul, he does not think about what he has accomplished.
他乃是看到主再来的时候, 有这么多人能够得到主的恩典的话, 他心里就非常的喜乐了。
But rather, what he thinks about is when the Lord returns, he can see that there are so many people who has received the Lord's grace, and in that he rejoices.
保罗并没有在地上建立一个保罗教会。
And on the earth, he did not establish the church of Paul.
他不是把人引到他这里来。
He did not lead men to himself.
当哥林多弟兄姊妹他们分开有这个接党分派。
And in the church of Corinth, when they were separating to sects,
他说我这个是属保罗的。
And some people say, I belong to Paul.
我是属这个彼得的。
Or I belong to Peter.
我是属这个亚波罗的。
Or I belong to Apollo.
有的人说我是属基督的。
And some people say, I belong to Christ.
我比你们都要属灵。
And I am more spiritual than you.
但是保罗说, 保罗是自己说, 保罗是什么人呢?
But Paul says, who is Paul?
保罗给你们受洗吗?
Did Paul baptize you?
保罗是给你们钉十字架吗?
Was Paul nailed on the cross for you?
保罗他知道这些人都是主的。
Because Paul knows that everyone belongs to the Lord.
每个信主的人都是属于主的。
Everyone who believes in the Lord belongs to the Lord.
保罗不是把人领到自己的面前。
So he did not lead men to himself.
也不是领到他自己的团体的面前。
Or lead men into his group.
这些人 团体都不是长久，都靠不住的。
Because all those things are not reliable.
今天你看见这个神的仆人很有恩赐，很有能力。
Today you might see a servant of God that is very powerful, that is very gifted.
你很敬仰他，非常的爱他。
And you may love him or admire him.
很好。
And you say that he's very good.
你是真正爱主，同时也爱神的仆人，是很好的。
And so on one hand, you love God, and you also love his servant, which is great.
但是不要是把他来代替主。
But more importantly, we should not use the servant of God to replace God himself.
因为人有一天都要过去的。
Because one day, men will just pass away.
一个团体也是要过去的。
And a group or a meeting will pass away.
我在教会历史看到很多，一个团体开始的时候很好很好。
And we see that in the history of the church that many meetings, many gatherings when they first start, it is very good.
但是过了20年以后,
but after 20 years,
慢慢就下来了,
then it declines.
在前一个世纪的话, 在19世纪, 弟兄运动非常的兴旺。
And in the 19th century, the Brethren movement was doing very well.
实在是一个神的复兴的工作。
And it's indeed the revival work of God.
但是很快，20年以后就算过去了。
But very quickly, only after mere 20 years, it's just passed
away. 所以我们不能说把人领到自己的面前，也不能把人领到一个团体的面前。
And so we cannot lead men before us or before into a group.
尽管这个人或者这团体都是很好的。
Even despite the fact that that man, that person or that group is very good.
因为我们侍奉是侍奉神。
Because when we serve God.
我们就要把人领到主的面前。
And so we should lead men before God.
这就是我们侍奉的人应该常常注意的。
And this is something that we should pay attention to.
有时候我们, 爱主, 很追求主。
Sometimes we really love the Lord and we pursue after him.
有弟兄姊妹实际上是付上很多的代价。
And we, some brothers and sisters pay a great price in doing
this.
But sometimes they pursue after an experience.
有些团体会叫你把你带到一种经历的里面。
And so some groups, they emphasize in experiencing something.
但是这也不是神所要我们追求的。
But this is not something that God wants us to pursue after.
你可以有这样的经历。
You could have such an experience.
但是最终的目标还是到主的面前。
But the final goal, the final purpose is to come before the Lord.
我们不能失去这个最终的目的。
And we cannot veer off from the central goal.
不是单单为了我们自己这一些满足。
Not only for our own satisfaction.
我们要回到神的旨意里头。
But we need to return to the Lord's purpose.
我们的目标，我们的中心就是神的自己。
And our goal is God Himself.
第三点,
the third point,
就是侍奉是要显明身体的见证。
That in our service, we need to testify of the testimony of the body.
保罗在第17节、第18节讲得非常好。
And Paul says very well in verses 17 and 18.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子。 很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。But
we, brethren, have been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us.
一般我读到这里的时候，哎呀，觉得保罗这个是爱他的弟兄姊妹。
And many times when we read up to this point, we say that Paul truly loves his brothers and sisters.
啊, 对他们很有感情,
and he has great affection towards them.
啊, 跟你们离别了,
and after having parted with them,
啊, 他在天上家服侍很短的时间, 可能就是几十天的时间,
and perhaps he was only there for 10 to 20 days.
啊, 但是他说这个是离别, 是面目离别, 但心里面还是跟你们在一起的。
And he said that this is only a parting of a short time in presence, but not in heart.
他说我很想再见见你们。
And he says that he really wanted to see them again.
只是又一两次要去, 只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
And he wanted to go there time again, but he was hindered by Satan.
怎么这个要去看弟兄姊妹变成撒旦要阻挡呢?
And so why would Satan hinder him from visiting the brothers and sisters?
所以我们看到这两节圣经不是单单讲到保罗这感情的一些话。
And so here these words do not just demonstrate the emotion of Paul.
这里面乃是一个属灵的征战。
But we see in here also a spiritual battle.
为什么保罗要见他们呢?
Why does Paul want to see them?
有什么目的呢?
What's the purpose of it?
那为什么撒旦要阻挡呢?
And why does Satan want to hinder?
可能这个事情跟撒旦这个一些目的有一些冲突吧。
Perhaps there's some conflict with the purpose of Satan.
这里面我们能够体会到这个他要去看弟兄姊妹，实际上他是要去看关心那些在孤单中的弟兄们。
And so when he went to visit the brothers and sisters, he wants to see them. It is to care for those, especially those who are alone.
你看到这个帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹跟保罗在一起还不到一个月的时间。
We can see that Paul, he was with the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica for less than a month.
后来他没有办法就离开了帖撒罗尼迦。
And then he had to leave Thessalonica.
刚刚好像生下来一个baby一样的。
It's almost as if just giving birth to a baby.
他们刚刚信了主,
they have just believed in the Lord.
教会刚刚的成立,
and the church was just established.
啊, 正是需要母亲, 父亲的爱的时候,
and it's at that time where the child needs the father's and the mother's love the most.
但是这小孩,
but it's at that very moment that the parent left the child.
他是很爱他们,
and as a parent, he loves the child.
而且是这些弟兄姊妹, 也是很孤单,
and those brothers and sisters, they are very isolated.
撒旦在他们身上不能阻止他们，你们再不信主了。
And so Satan can no longer stop them from believing in the Lord.
但是撒旦可以阻挡他们生命不要成长。
But Satan now wants to stop their life from growing.
如果保罗去看他们,
if Paul has the occasion to visit them,
去造就他们,
to teach them,
去帮助他们,
to help them,
那么他们生命慢慢就会长进了,
then their life will grow and mature.
撒旦说不要, 不要让保罗来,
but Satan says, no, I do not want Paul coming here.
最好这些初信的人啊, 自生自灭,
it's best if these new believers are left to their own devices and perish on their own.
撒旦的诡计。
And so this is the wiles of Satan.
你已经信了,
you have already believed,
他没有叫你, 再回到不幸的情况,
he will not ask you to not believe anymore.
但是你信了, 他可以拦阻你, 叫你生命停顿下来, 你再不长进,
but after you believe, what he will try to do is to stop you from growing.
这样的神的旨意就没有在教会中间能够实现了。
And that way, then the purpose of God cannot be accomplished in the church.
所以保罗心里头就对这些人负担很重。
And so Paul, he had a very heavy burden in his heart for these people.
他就要去 在看望这些在孤单中这种软弱的肢体们。
And so he wanted to visit these weak brothers and sisters.
我们看到这个保罗跟这些弟兄姊妹的中间的关系。
And we can also take a look at the relationship between Paul and these brothers and sisters.
他们是在一个基督的身体里头。
They are in the body of Christ.
他们都是身体上的肢体。
And they are the members of the body.
他们是有生命的关系的。
And they have this life which binds them together.
所以保罗有时候说到教会的弟兄姊妹的时候,
and so when Paul speaks of the brothers and sisters of the church,
他说有谁软弱, 我不软弱呢?
He'll say, if someone is weak, am I not weak?
哦, 他就把别人的这个生命的情形跟他连在一起。
And so he identifies with the other members of the body in their conditions.
所以神的心意就是为什么把我们放在基督的身体里头呢?
And so why did God place us into the body of Christ?
就是叫我们能够彼此生命有交通, 彼此得到扶持。
It's such that we may fellowship with one another and exhort one another.
能够叫我们彼此的来, 关心。
Such that we may care for one another.
我们的关心那些孤单的。
We care for those who are lonely.
关心那些人不太管的,
we care for those who are neglected.
我们的扶持软弱的,
and we help those who are weak.
安慰那些伤心的,
and we comfort the sorrowful.
这就是身体的见证,
and this is the testimony of the body.
身体的见证就是让我们在生命上互相的来帮助。
The testimony of the body is none other that we care for one another.
我们不能够自己靠一个人能够站立得住。
None of us can stand on our own.
我们需要弟兄姊妹。
We need brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹也需要我们。
And brothers and sisters need us.
如果你是刚强一点的,
if you're a little bit stronger,
那么神给你的责任就能帮助一些软弱的。
And God's responsibility to you is for you to help those who are weak.
如果你是软弱的,
or if you are weak,
你就需要有些弟兄姊妹来帮助你。
Then perhaps you need brothers and sisters to help you.
这就是身体的见证。
And this is what we mean by the testimony of the body.
不是我们单单来到一个地方, 我们一起来聚会, 一起认识就可以了。
It's not merely that we come to the same place to meet and we know one another.
你要知道我们在前面基督徒走这条路的话, 不是很容易的。
We need to understand that the path which lies ahead of us is not an easy path.
甚至需要肢体的彼此的关心, 彼此的关顾。
And it requires the care of the brothers and sisters.
叫我们在主再来的时候, 我们都可以一起来到主的面前。
Such that upon the Lord's return, we can all stand before him.
如果你想一想,
if you think about it,
保罗只是顾着自己,
if Paul were to just care about himself,
他在地上做工做了有这么多年,
he worked for such a long time on the earth,
也有很多人信了主了,
and a lot of people have believed in the Lord,
很多教会也建立起来了,
and a lot of churches has been established,
等到主再来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
只有保罗一个人站在主的面前,
and only Paul stands before God,
其他他所服侍的人都不知道到什么地方去了,
and all the people which he served are not to be there.
难道主的心能够满足吗?
Would the Lord's heart be satisfied?
保罗的心能够满足吗?
Would Paul's heart be satisfied?
所以他就说, 我有一两次要去。
And so he said, time and again I wanted to come.
但是撒旦阻挡了我。
But Satan hindered me.
他只能够在祷告中间来纪念他们。
And so he can only remember them in prayer.
我自己也是经历过这样的情形。
And I also personally experienced this.
我很年轻的时候就信了主了。
When I was very young, I believed in the Lord.
然后在20多岁的时候就遇到政治的逼迫了。
And during in my 20s, I experienced the political persecution.
后来就把我放到这个荒无人烟的地方。
And so I was sent to a desolate place.
不是说没有人,
not that there weren't any people there.
就是没有弟兄姊妹在我的周围。
But it's a place where I do not have any brothers and sisters around me.
大概有十来年, 20年这样的, 没有教会, 没有弟兄姊妹。
And so it was for about a period of 10 to 20 years where I had no fellowship with brothers and sisters or with the church.
只有我的妻子跟我在一起。
It's only me and my wife.
那后来我记得当时的情况我非常的困难, 非常低沉。
And at that time it was very difficult.
你说我信吗? 我是信的。
And if you ask me, do I believe? Yes, I still believe.
但是你说我信吗? 我也不太相信的。But
if you ask me, do I want to believe? And then I would hesitate.
心灵实在是很软弱。Because
I was really weak at that moment.
这样的一种孤独的情况带过了有将近20年。Having
spent almost 20 years in such a lonely situation,
有一次的话, 有一个比我岁数大的姊妹从很远的地方,
there was a sister who was older than me. She came and visited.
那就来住在我们家,
and she lived in our house.
跟我们一块祷告, 一块一些交通,
and she prayed with us and fellowshiped with us.
从那个时候开始, 我再次被主, 再叫我起来了。
And from that moment, the Lord, he revived me and called me again.
所以我很, 我不能忘记那位姊妹。
So I cannot forget that sister.
从来也不认识。
I did not know her before.
见过面以后, 以后也再没有见过。
And after I met her that one time, I never met her again.
但是她就来到我们那个地方。
But she passed by our area.
把主耶稣的爱再带到我的中间。
And she reminded us and brought the love of God into our midst once again.
所以我们弟兄姊妹在我们的周围有很多人也是很多的软弱。
And so there are people around us who are experiencing weakness.
有家庭的软弱。
Weakness in the family.
有个人身体有灵性上各方面的软弱。
Weakness in the body, weakness in the spirit.
我们看见这个情形吗?
Do we see this?
我们看见应该怎样来服侍呢?
And if we see this, how should we serve?
我们在身体里头,
in the body,
神有没有给我们什么话呢?
Has God given us any word?
叫我们能够来关心这些孤单的,
to care for those who are lonely.
关心那些好像已经是离开主的,
to care for those who have seemed to have left the Lord.
我想这是神给我们一个责任。
I think this is the responsibility which God gives us.
叫我们的主再来的时候, 我们都可以跟所有的弟兄姊妹都能站立在主的面前。
That when the Lord returns, we may be able to stand with all the brothers and sisters before the Lord.
刚才我们唱的诗歌694首。
We just sang 694.
那首诗歌是一个英国的一个传道人写的。
And this hymn was written by an English preacher.
他是叫 John Fawcett.
His name is John Fawcett.
这写诗歌是二百多年了。
And that hymn was written over 200 years ago.
但是今天我们唱的时候, 心里面都是觉得很感动。
But even today when we sing it, our hearts are still touched.
他是在一个很小的农村里头, 一个教会, 在这个做传道的。
He was a preacher at a small sort of a farm community.
后来等到他岁数慢慢大了,
and as he became old,
老了,
and old,
那在伦敦有一个很大的教会, 就要请他去当牧师。
There was a large church in London that invited him to be their pastor.
他在这个本来的小教会, 乡村教会, 已经牧会了有几十年了。
And so he has spent many years shepherding that small church in the farmland area.
他想的也差不多了, 有这么多年, 那么在这个, 那边有需要呢, 他就到伦敦去了。
And so he felt that his time there was over, so he moved to London.
弟兄姊妹都很不舍不得他离开。
And all the brothers and sisters, they really missed him.
但是觉得这个牧师老牧师到伦敦去也很好, 是吧? 这个生活, 服侍各方面都很好。
But they felt that it was also good for him to go to London.
所以最后一个礼拜天,
and so the last Sunday,
他讲完道以后就离开他们。
After he finished his message, he left them.
所以他那天早晨就有马车把他的行李啊都放在车上面。
And so he loaded up his luggage on the horse carriage.
然后预备聚完会以后跟弟兄姊妹告别，他就到一个新的地方去工作。
And he was preparing to bid farewell to all the people there as he was going to leave for London after the message.
当他讲完道以后。
But after finished preaching,
他离开这个聚会的地方,
as he was leaving the meeting place,
所有的弟兄姊妹排在路的两边,
all the brothers and sisters, they gathered along the two sides of the road.
眼眶里头都是泪水,
and all their eyes were filled with tears.
很舍不得他的牧者离开他们,
because they really missed the shepherd.
这个牧师看了心里头也很有感动。
And the preacher himself was also very touched.
他就问他的妻子,
and so he asked his wife,
怎么样?
What should we do?
因为他的妻子眼眶里也都是泪水。
Because even in his wife's eyes, there were tears.
他也不愿意离开这些弟兄姊妹。
And so he was not willing to leave these brothers and sisters.
虽然他的妻子没有说话,
although his wife did not say a word,
但是这个牧师看到他妻子情况, 知道说我们应该是怎么做。
But when he saw his wife's condition, he knew what to do.
把马车再赶回到我住的地方。
And so he said, send the horse carriage to where I live.
把我的行李再放下来。
And unload my luggage.
他就写了这首诗歌。
And he sat down and wrote this hymn.
夫在爱的捆绑。
Blessed be the tie that binds.
啊, 他是知道, 这些不是人的感情的问题,
and so he knows that this is not just merely our feelings or emotions.
这是身体的见证,
this is the testimony of the body.
在一个身体里头,
that in the body,
甚至一组的爱把他们紧紧地绑在一起,
the love of God binds us closely together.
我们正是愿意我们所有的弟兄姊妹,
and we hope that all brothers and sisters,
我们都能够来关心到,
we can care for.
尽管我们没有这么大的能力,
even though we do not have a lot of strength,
但是我们要仰望神给我们这样的恩典,
but we want to look to God for His grace,
让我们也能够显明这身体的见证,
that we may also be able to demonstrate the testimony of the body.
我们就交通到这里,
we'll share to this point.
低头一同祷告,
let's bow our heads and pray.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你不但拯救了我们,
not only have you saved us,
我们实在是不配,
we indeed are not worthy,
但是你要我们来侍奉你,
but you have called us to serve you.
主啊, 给我们每个人都有你的恩典和力量,
Lord, we ask that you give each and every one of us your grace and your strength,
让我们能够忠心你所托付的,
that we may be faithful to what you have entrusted to us,
把身体的见证能够活出来,
that we may be able to live out the testimony of the body.
求主你恩待我们,
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.